My name is Ishai Toker, and we're going to learn today together Likutei Moharan and Torah Kuf Ayin Tet, which is 179 for Rabbi Nachman of Breslin, the first part of Likutei Moharan, which deals with the days that we're standing in, which are the 3 weeks, and tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh Av, and the 9 days. And we're going to learn this until Tisha B'Av. We're going to learn this Torah. It's not such a long Torah. And we're going to learn also a nice piece of Likutei Halachot on this, to see what our job, what our work is during these days, and in general, in life.
260.
It's in my thing, it's 260. It's Kuf Ayin Tet, Torah Kuf Ayin Tet, on the bottom. Okay. So Rabbeinu says, Da. And as it's known, as it's famous from all the Breslev, the Hasidim, as brought down the Masoret from Rabbeinu, that Da, when Rabbeinu says the word Da, you should know, he brings it down from a very, very high place, which is called Olam HaAtzilut. He brings his Torah down. And he dresses it into psukim and stuff, so we could also receive our part of it.
So,
Rabbeinu says, Da, you should know, שגנגד כל מחלוקת הן בגשמיות, הן ברוחניות, שאינו יכול להתפלל ולעשות מה שצריך בעבודת השם. Against every type of מחלוקת, arguments that a person has against him, that he cannot, because of this, he cannot daven, or he cannot do what he needs to do in עבודת השם. It's because of the מחלוקת. What a person, why can't he do all kinds of things? He needs to daven now, he has all confusions in his head, he can't serve Hashem what he wants to do. He has all kinds of machloket. We'll see, there's all types of machloket. We'll learn about it. Ki akol biklal ha-machloket. Everything is because of the machloket. She'omdim ve'cholkim alav. People are standing and arguing and fighting with him. Ve'rotzin levatel da'ato. They want to nullify his da'at u'retzano and his will. Ma she'rotze la'asot, whatever he wants to do. וכדי לבטל המחלוקת, in order to nullify the מחלוקת, מאיזה בחינה שתהיה ולעשות שלום, from wherever the מחלוקת is from. And you have to do peace. For doing, how do you do this? It's through a תענית. על זה צריך תענית. For this, for having peace, you need a fast. בשביל שלום צריך צום. Okay, for fasting, for שלום, we need fasting. We'll explain soon why. וזה מה שאמרו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה, it says in the Mishnah Navot, מרבה צדקה, מרבה שלום. One, the Mishnah Navot says, חזר say, a person gives צדקה, he gives שלום, he brings שלום. He brings a lot of צדקה, he gets a lot of שלום. צדקה הוא בחינת תענית, כי עיקר התענית צדקה. צדקה is an aspect of a fast, because the main thing of a fast is a tzedakah. Yeah, you need to give also tzedakah in a fast. Like Rabbeinu say, Agra ta'anit tzedakah. Yeah, a person has to give also tzedakah on the fast. Ki b'chinat ha-machloket, what's a machloket? Hu ratzon acher shomdim ala levatel ratzon. What's a machloket? I want something, and someone comes and he argues with me and says, no, don't do otherwise, against my will. I have a will and he's going against my will. That's causing a machloket. I want this and he wants this. That's a machloket. Again, if it's against me, against someone who's gulat a ta'anit, and why? What's the ta'anit? What's the whole idea of a ta'anit? Ita bazor, it's brought in the Zohar. Be'etzem hayom hazeh ta'anut menafshotechem. In this day, which day is this? You're going to fast. Which day is that? The Torah, the only fast in the Torah is mentioned. It's Yom HaKippurim. שמעלת תענית, the advantage of a fast day, להכנע ליבה, to subdue one's heart, להדבקה ראותה, to cleave one's will, לקודשא בריחו. ראותה דה ליבה, לקודשא בריחו. The will is in the heart. Everyone knows the will, and that whatever person he wants to do, it's happening in his heart where he wants to do it. He thinks to do it here, he wants to do it here. As Chazal say, the eye sees, the heart wants. The heart wants. You see that the heart wants. Heart desires. Okay? So, the whole point of the Ta'anit is because when someone is fasting, his heart gets weaker because he doesn't have food in his system, he doesn't have sugars in his system. Right? The heart gets weaker, his will gets weaker. And because the teva, that one's nature is he needs to eat, he likes this state, he wants to eat this now. Right? That's his nature. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fast. So you're subduing your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. My heart wants to eat. I'm putting my heart down. Now I'm not eating. I'm subduing my will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. That's what you do in a fast.
Nullifying his natural inclination.
Right. What Hashem tells him to do. Exactly. Shaladeatani, through the fast, nichna v'nichla shalev, his heart gets subdued and weakened, like I just said. ומתבטל כל הרצונות האחרים שלו, and all of his other wills, they nullify, because when your heart is weak, it's hard for you to want all kinds of things. You don't want to go swimming now, you don't want to go on a trip, and you don't want, no, because you're weak now. Okay? And he nullifies his will מפני הרצון של הקדוש ברוך הוא, in front of the will of הקדוש ברוך הוא. And through doing this, he nullifies the machloket that's against him. Because any machloket a person has against him, it's other wills against his will. Okay? Why does this happen? That when someone does a fast, since he nullifies his will, Takadosh Baruch Hu's will, it nullifies other people's will, which are bothering his serving Hashem. It nullifies them. And he could serve Hashem now. Why does this work like this? So Rabbeinu says, because the Mishnah says this. It says in the Mishnah, Batel retzoncha mipnei retzono. Nullify your will because in front of his will. In front of, how do you say this? Right? In front of Hashem's will. In order, he should nullify others' wills in front of your will. Because when your will becomes Hashem's will, then who's going to argue with Hashem? All the wild people are going against you because you go against Hashem. That's what comes out here.
Part of it could be if we nullify our will to Hashem, so then we don't have a will anymore.
We have Hashem's will.
Yeah, so they, whoever, these other wills, there's nothing for them to go against.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
It's Hashem.
Yeah.
But a day ta'ani, to the fasting, already nullifies his own will. Bifnei ritzono. Ritzon Hashem barach. And therefore, Hashem, he nullifies the will of others in front of his will. And the machloket is nullified. And therefore becomes peace. Like we said, marbe tzedaka, one who does a lot of tzedakah, which is fast, like we said, marbe shalom, he brings peace to himself. Of course, I'm just going to explain, it doesn't mean we have in Breslev, a Kabbalah, a Masoris, right? Masoris, we say Masoris.
Yeah,
a tradition, that from Rabbeinu, that we don't fast more than the fast that are written in the Shulchan Aruch. We do not fast. Other fasts, besides the fasts that are written in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a fast, the four fasts that we know. There's Yom Kippur, there's Tanit Esther, there's a fast when someone's his parents is your side, there's a need to fast. There's Sheni V'Chamishi, after Sukkot and after...
After three holidays.
After two holidays. After Shavuot. Right? After Pesach and Sukkot. Those are the fasts of the... that are written in the Shulchan Aruch. Other than that, don't do fasts. But even those fasts, you have to know how to do them. If you learn how to do them, we do them well, right? We'll merit a lot more. That's what we say in the Gemara. It says in the Pasuk, Tzom Arabi v'Tzom HaChamishi, Yulis Ason v'Simcha. The fourth fast and the fifth fast, meaning the fast of the fourth month, which is Tammuz. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, four. And the fast of the fifth month, which is Tisha B'Av, right? They will turn into Sason V'Simcha. How do you translate Sason V'Simcha? joy and joy.
Joy and happiness.
Joy and happiness. Yeah, they will turn into joy and happiness. This fast. So the Gemara has Karele Tzom and Karele Tzom. They're called both. They're called fast. And they're called also joy, rejoice days. What does this mean? Ela k'she'en shalom tzom. When there's no peace, then there's a fast day. Aynu k'she'en shalom, yesh machloket. When there's no peace and there's only machloket, then you need a fast to bring back the shalom. Ki tzarich leze ta'anit, you need a fast. Ta'alei ta'anit, nasa shalom. And through the ta'anis, becomes peace in the world. Ve'azai k'she'yesh shalom, sason v'simcha. When there's peace, then there's sason v'simcha. Then there's rejoicing and being happy. Ki aladei ta'anit, through the fast, nivne komat v'chiyut v'simcha. You know that the whole world is created with, it's called levels or floors. The floor of man, the floor of, and also the floor of happiness, livelihood, happiness. You know, in Yiddish, use one word for life and for excited, for being excited, being, it's called lebedik. Leben is to be alive. And lebedik is to be alive, to do stuff, excitement, same word. Happiness in life. Okay? So the right? So through the fast, this world of life, chiyus, and happiness, it gets built. Ki ma'alat ta'anit, the advantage of a ta'anit, of a fast, u'mechaye metim, it awakens and revives the dead. Really? The dead? Yes. We're dead. Hainu, what does that mean, the dead? Hayamim shavu b'choshech, the dark days of one from the past. Through the fast, you could awaken them. What does that mean? And ve'en laim shumchiyot, those days have no life at all. Ki kol yom v'yom, every day, Rabbeinu says something very fundamental. Every day, there's a shefa that's drawn down to a person, onto the day, on that day. Today is Chav Tes Tammuz, a certain Shefa that falls down on this day. When one makes in this day mitzvot in good ma'asim tovim, good deeds, he revives the day. He drones down to the day life and abundant, you call it, Shefa?
Abundant
from above. Ah, im chas v'shalom, im eno oseh b'mitzvot. But if chas v'shalom, one does not do mitzvot in a day, azay eno yored alav Shefa milemalam. So then Shefa hardly comes down for him, only a little bit what he needs to live. And if someone has shalom does bad in the day, Shemirachim. Then he takes all the good, all the abundance that did come to the day, right? And he gives all the life to the other side. Because the day itself, the fact that there's a day, already has life. So if someone does bad, even that life that day has, that it's created, he brings it down. He gets away. It's a waste. He goes for a waste. Yeah. Okay. Right? Until these days, they're like pugarim etim, they're like dead corpse. Kmo mashal atinok, ayonek mishteimo, a nursing baby, he nurses from the mother. Kozman shesh nachalav yonek, nachalav. As long as there's milk, the mother has milk, she ate enough sustenance that she has enough to give the baby milk. So he has the milk. He's not nursing the mother, he's nursing the milk. But when she nifsake chalav, when she's on a fast, let's say, and she's not eating, and she doesn't have milk, motzetz dama v'chiyutamash, he sucks out her blood. Then she feels weak and weaker because there's no, it's taking out from her, her life. But adatani through a fast, when one fasts, kumeorer umechayeh amim alalu akol fi atanit. he awakens and revives those days, the dark days that he did only bad in them, and he took away all the bad from them, all the good he threw away from them. Right? He awakens and revives these days. Everything according to, depends on one's time, it's how he fasts. So if one fasts in the right way, like Albano is going to teach us, Albinata is going to teach us, what does that mean, the fast? What does that mean? When one does it the right way, he could revive all these dead days that he had. He'll come to the next world and say, hey, you, when you were 15 years old, you gave a lot of life to that day. Me? You know what I did when I was 15 years old? You know where I was? I was there, I was there, da, 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 da. How could it be? There's lies in Shemayim. What's going on here? And then they'll show him, because he learned by Ishai's class how to do it fast in the right way. Therefore, and you did it the right way, you worked on yourself, you gave life to that day. Ooh, that's awesome. Okay? So now we're going to learn how to fast in the right way. I didn't say that yet.
No?
I didn't say how fasting the right way. I just said that if we were going to learn how to fast in the right
way.
By Rabbeinu, and also from Rabbi Natan, in maybe the next days, until Tisha B'av. So Rabbeinu writes, V'yesh le'avino b'gashmiut. We could even explain why if someone fasts in the real way, we'll see what that means soon. Why, also we'll understand, why does that give life to those days? When one is fasting, it's found that he does not have, how is he living? He doesn't have any life physically from this day, because he didn't eat today. Because he's not drinking, not eating, not drinking. Yet, he's obeyed Hashem, he's still serving Hashem, even though it's a fast day and it's hard for him, da, 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 he's still serving Hashem. Nimtza, shobed Hashem akoch, shomayet mod. So which from what power is one, if he didn't fast today, where does he get the koyach to serve Hashem today? From yesterday's food, right? Yesterday he had rice and vegetables, right, Moshe? Or some chicken and fish or whatever. So, right, yesterday he ate well in Ishai's house, and therefore he has power today, even though it's a fast day. Okay? Right? Of course, the power is from yesterday. Therefore, he brings life from the yesterday's day. What does that mean? What does that mean? Okay. So he's serving Hashem and he's fasting it more, and he still has, he finishes all the koach from yesterday, and now he has to use koach of other days before to serve Hashem. Right? Nimtza, every time he brings koach from previous days. So he brings koach the days where he threw the koach away, because he used the koach of the day for bad things and he wasted the koach of the day. Now he doesn't have any koach today, and he's still serving Hashem. Which power is he using? Is he using in order to serve Hashem? Power of previous days, also from days that he did only bad. He uses the power. He gives them life because he's using it to serve Hashem. Okay, ad she'efshar leitanot kol kach. Okay. He'll fast so many times until he used the power of the days of the previous days where he were completely dead. V'zeh shekatuv, Rabbeinu learns it from Sefer Tehilim. V'zeh shekatuv, I skipped a few lines to the next column. V'zeh shekatuv in Tehilim Tzadik, we say it in Tikkun HaGali, Samchenu kimotim itanu. Make us happy like the days of our initanu is like fast, troubled or fast. Initanu, Rabbeinu says, Neshon Tanit, Ainu, Shetia Simcha Kimot Tanit, the happiness should be like the days of the fast. What does that mean? Ki kefi sheyemei ha'tanit, According to the days of the Ta'anit, כן, מחיי הימים הראשונים, המצוות ומעשים טובים שלו. And even though he's fasting, he's still doing Torah and mitzvot and ma'asim tovim, and that gives life to the days that he killed completely. וכן יבנה השמחה, and from that he gets happiness, he builds the happiness. וזה שכתבו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה, כשיש שלום, ששון ושמחה, it says that when there's peace, there's joy and happiness. כי כשיש שלום, היינו על ידי התענית, right, when there's peace, through the תענית, through fasting, we said, what does that mean, peace? To nullify your will, to the Shvach's will, that's peace. Not peace. Right, Yaakov? So through this fasting, which brings peace, a person, he has sasam v'simcha. That's what it says, samcheinu kimot initanu. According to samcheinu, make us happy, like days of the fast. According to the days of the fast, will be our happiness, because there will be peace in the world, there will be peace between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between us and ourselves. Rabbeinu adds one more little thing, and it's all very important, what we're learning today is the basis to the Kutei Halachot. There's another pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Lamed Tes, says in Tehillim, Golmi ra'u enecha yamim yutzaru. Every day is a creation by itself, ve'lo echad b'em, but there's one that includes all the days. You know which day is that? Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim includes all the days of the year in it. Like Rashi says, that's the fast that gives life to all days. Because that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs, right? Who's going to go to life, who's going to go to death, right? On Yom Kippur! On Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs, who's going to go to life, right? So that's, Rashi says, that's the fast which gives life to everyone. Ki Yom HaKippur, is the inclusion of all days. ועליו נאמר, on that day it says, בעצם היום הזה, in this specific day, תענו את נפשותיכם. You should do fast to your nefesh. What's the nefesh? So we know the nefesh is the רצון. The nefesh of a person is one's will. What's מסירות נפש? What's the most biggest will a human has? You know what it is? To live. If he's not sick, mentally ill, the person has a motivation to live. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a motivation to most humans to live, to be alive. So Mesirut Nefesh, I'm giving away this will that I have to live, and I kill myself on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it doesn't have to be in killing myself. In every little detail which I have, I'm doing Mesirut Nefesh, right? If someone, it's hard for him, his will is to go to the beach, to a mixed beach. He has a will like that, Hashem Alachem. And he overcomes that will, and he says, I'm doing Mesirut Nefesh, I'm giving my will to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's your will? Not to go, I'm not going. He's doing that Pe'ula, Mesirut Nefesh. We all get it, from Yitzchak Avinu, that he had Mesirut Nefesh to be killed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be slaughtered. Which he wasn't, Baruch
Hashem. He's going against the natural
will. Against the natural will of life, exactly. Everything. A person has a will to have this cake now. And he says, one second, I need this cake. What is it, Shabbos today? I'm eating a cup of Shabbos Kodesh. What am I doing? I have a will to have this cake. I have a desire. And someone says, listen, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to go what Hashem's will is. He's doing Mesirut Nefesh. He's giving away his will, nullifying his will, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will.
He's giving up what is permitted. It's permitted.
It's permitted! Of course!
He's doing it for Hashem.
Right? That's interesting, Zohar. Le'achlal ha'kule gufa v'nafsha. And that day on Kippur, a person, he includes all of his guf and his nefesh, all of his wills, litkana be'ayoma, to subdue himself in that day, which is Yom Kippur, ve'yeruta dilhon v'kutsha b'richu, and his will be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we do on Yom Kippur. Ki nefesh u'bchinat ratzon, like we said, the nefesh is the will. Ve'aykar le'achnei ratzon, the main thing is to subdue one's will. And Rabbi Natan goes into it, he explains more. It says, in this specific day, של היום, שהוא כלול מכל הימים, תענו את נפשותיכם. The main thing about Yom Kippur is, what is Yom Kippur? What's the theme of Yom Kippur? It's included in all days. Right? And then that day, you're subduing your will. For this, we get life. We're giving life to ourselves. And once subdued, it makes exactly that. This is it. Everyone should know. The Yetzirah, Rabbi Natan talks about it a lot. We'll see. Now, we have time. We'll see. Rabbi Natan, he speaks about it. That the Yetzirah, he tells us, what do you mean? You need to sleep a few more hours. What do you need? Of course you need this food. It's very important for you. If you don't drink this Coca-Cola, you might die. You must drink this Coca-Cola, right? And you must this. He must look at that lady. She'll forget. She'll get offended if you don't look at her. She'll think that you think that she's ugly, right? So you must look at her and all kinds of things like that. And we have to understand that the more we have nesiut nefesh, the more life we get. The more livelihood we get. The more person. I'm telling you, I know, on myself. I know personally. It could be nights that I don't sleep so much. I get up early, and I go do what I do in the morning, and mikveh, and this. I could learn, I don't fall asleep during my chavrusa even, right? And even though I slept only 4 or 5 hours. And then some days I slept for 8 hours, but I woke up on the left leg. You say in English, I was like that? On the left side, you got up on the left
side. Wrong side of the bed.
On the wrong side of the bed. Right? It's my bed, I don't have a wall near my bed. I have two sides, I can get up either way. But the water's on my right side almost. To wash my hands all the time. So, right? It could be the day that you ate well and you slept well and everything, and still you feel tired, you don't have koach. Why is that? Because you did not do mesirut nefesh. When one gives away his own will to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gets life from that. He gets livelihood and excitement. You see, it's tzaddikim. He could be 80 years old, 90 years old. They have koach like kids. How is that? Because they're not using their koach for their own will. They use whatever they do, they use for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them the cause. And we'll see now from Rabbi Natan on this Torah. This was Torah Kuf Ayin Tet, 179, in the first part of Kitei Moharan. And on this, Rabbi Natan has a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Torah in Or HaChaim, second part, Chelek Sheni, second part of Likutei Halachot. Hilchot Brachot, Birkot Eriyah, Brachot Pratiyot. Brachot of seeing, you see someone, you see something. In private brachas. So, Allah Adal. Yeah. It also has to do with the Torah that we learned, the Torah of Rabbi Natan that we learned last week. It has a lot that has connected with that. So, you guys are gonna, anyways, I think, understand what's going on. Is there a bechinat kedushat Eretz Yisrael shekolel kol kedushot? This is the aspect of Eretz Yisrael, which Eretz Yisrael. It's included with all the kedusha, all the holiness, all holy things in the world are included in Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar kedushat isha Yisraeli hua al yedei Eretz Yisrael. The main holiness of a Jewish man, of an Israelite, is Eretz Yisrael. Dafka Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar kedusha. You have to get the links now. Ikav dusha kireino in your thing, you get links, link from one to the other. You say Rabbi Natan also does that. You see, it was before computers, he knew how to do that. He clicked there and everything popped up in his head. He clicked there and it all popped up in his head. Ikav dusha is shalom. Shalom is dusha. That's what Rav Arush says, that a couple that lives without dusha, right? No tzniut and no tarat ha-mishpacha, no this. Impossible that they have shalom bayis. It's impossible. Impossible. They have ceasefires, they have a cold war, it's called, you know, cold war, like in America and in Russia, right? The communists, right? Cold war, everything good. Shalom they don't have, because shalom is kedusha. Shalom is kedusha. Machloket is not kedusha, it's opposite. Shekola sitra achra vayetzara shem keneged. הקדושות הן בחילת מחלוקת so sitra achra and yetzer hara and whatever you want to call it which drives you the wrong way, that's called מחלוקת. And kedusha, it's called shalom. I will explain soon why. Okay, I'll explain. Nimtza, we find from this, Shikara Kedusha, the main Kedusha, holiness is, Lachnia, the Sebdu, Leshaberen, to break, the Yetzer Hara and the Sitra Acha, Hem Bchinat Shalom. When one breaks the Sitra Acha, why? You could say, opposite. Half-half. I'm going to give myself half-half. I'm going to go half a day, I'm going to do Kedusha, half a day, Tuma. Then there will be peace. Each one gets his peace, his portion. And that's peace, no? Why are you saying that peace is when the Kedusha overcomes the Sitra Acha? Why? Doesn't make sense. I thought peace, so each one gets his portion, each one has his corner. Right, Moshe?
Sidra is greedy.
He's greedy. He doesn't give him greedy. A finger, he wants the whole hand, right?
That's right.
You say that in English also?
Give him a finger, he wants, yeah. Give him a little piece, he wants more.
It's
give him
like,
a burger, he wants a steak.
Ooh!
It's like saying, Sidra is like the Nazis or the Arab terrorists. Anyway, they just want their own thing.
I do. We're not even talking about them. We're talking about us. They don't exist. They don't exist. We have to work on ourselves. They're garbage. You have a garbage can in your house?
Right.
Yeah? Do you put it on the table and always go around sniffing? Oh, there's garbage down here. Ugh, it stinks. There's a garbage on the table. We don't do that, right?
No.
No. The same thing, we don't put the Arabs here on the table. We don't. We put them in the kitchen in the corner there. That's all, we don't talk about it. It's not my example, by the way. Rabbi Eliyahu Gudlevsky, he talks about good points. You take always your bad things and put on the table. I'm so bad. We know you are bad. But on the table you put nice fruit and a nice tablecloth, right?
Right.
So also in your eyes, always put in your front of yourself, why are you good? Why are you okay? That's Rabbi Eliyahu Gudlevsky. But that doesn't have to do with us right now. Stam, I just said something. But Rabbi Natan writes, yeah, that shalom is when the Kedusha overcomes the Sitra Acha. Machloket is when you give room for the Sitra Acha. When you give room for the Sitra Acha, there's a machloket. Why? It's very simple. Because we are created, maybe I'm saying what Rabbi Natan is saying later. But anyways, I'll say it. We are created from a neshama and a guf. A neshama, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is complete holiness, and a guf, which wants this world, the body that wants, desires this world. Right? The body is something that's going to end. Vital? Vital? What's the word?
Mortal.
Right. Body's mortal, it's gonna die. The neshama is
immortal.
But
right?
Can we say the body's also from Hashem?
Body's from Hashem, of course.
Yeah.
It's from Hashem. Zitracha is from Hashem. It's all from Hashem. On top of everything is one, but right now we're at the war zone. And at the war zone we have to see what Hashem wants
we
us
have
to do.
Free choice. That's
what
the free choice.
Right, exactly. Specifically us, humankind. Right? More than angel. Angels don't have any free choice. So the body is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, basically. It's part of Ketuv, the body. Tanya says, right? It's written in the Sefer Tanya that Chelek Eloka Imal Mamash. The body is Mamish part, the soul is Mamish part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's always going to want to strive to Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Return.
It's striving always to Dusha. Always striving to Dusha. It will never nullify, but it cannot be nullified. It cannot be nullified. The body could be nullified. You, one with his power of his neshama, of Kedusha, and Rabbeinu says specifically Kedusha. You know Kedusha? Kedusha is dafka Shmirat HaBrit. Shmirat HaEinayim, Shmirat HaBrit. That's Kedusha. Through that brings peace to himself, peace to the world. Right? Not to the soldiers, the tzava. The soldiers, the IDF, Israel Defense Force, they cause tuma in the world. Why? Because go see what goes on there.
Don't go see.
Don't go see what goes on there. Don't see?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Baruch Hashem, those who have a Sirut Nefesh and standing there in the heat and protecting and starting.
That's not my question.
And everything, Rega. I'm talking about go see. Go see. Don't go see, as Ezra says. You do not want to say, I don't want to say not nice things, and they're recording me here. And maybe you'll want to take some things off today. Because I was in the army, I know a bit that goes on over there. Kedusha is not one of the things that goes on there. So that causes machloket and war in the world. Kedusha causes peace in the world. Leaving Rabbeinu?
Facebook posts.
Posts? Puts up?
Pictures on Facebook, which you do not want to see.
From the army?
Yes.
Oh! Okay, we know. We don't have to see. We don't have to see. We know.
Females.
Yes, we don't want to hear. We don't want to hear, we don't want to see.
We know.
So, that's the... Tzarich l'dat. That... We can't get confused, like Rav Arush said. If one knows his job in the world, like Rav Arush is today, right? Today, does. If one knows the job in his job, his job in the world, he doesn't get confused from others. He doesn't even listen to others. You have time to listen? You have time to read a newspaper? Time to listen to media? You have time? You have time to do these things? What's it? You know what the truth is. You know, Dusha gives peace. Not Dusha gives machloket in the world. Period. No, everyone should go to the army. Everyone should do this. Everyone should do that. It's shtusim. There's a Torah. The Torah is the truth. Everything else is garbage. What? I don't understand. What is there to talk about? Kitsu. Maybe someone will hear this. And,
That's why we're recording it. So they listen.
But anyways, yeah, so when there's dusha, there's shalom in the world. So we'll end up here today. We'll say that when there's dusha, there's peace. When there's no dusha, there's no peace. And the neshama gives peace to the body, because the neshama could rule the body what the body needs, according to the neshama needs. But the body cannot rule over the neshama to give the neshama what it needs. The neshama can tell the body what the body needs, but the body cannot give the neshama what it needs. The neshama tells you when to eat, how to eat, why to eat, what to eat. Neshama could tell you how to speak to people, how to relate to people. That's what the neshama tells the body what to do, as opposed to the body. The body doesn't tell you what to eat and how to eat. It tells you, eat, eat. It tells you, look, pick up your eyes and look around. What a beautiful world, a beautiful creation. Right? That's what the body does. And therefore, the only peace that can be is when the neshama rules over the body. It's like a kid. The body's like the child, and the neshama's like the adult. You don't let the kid, in some, there are schools like this today, democratic schools, you heard of those? That the kids rule, the kids rule the teachers. You heard of this? Craziness. Right? But in the Torah teaches us, there's no such thing as a kid telling the parent what to do, telling an adult what to do. Why? Because the kid just does. It doesn't think. That's the body. And the mind, the neshama, it tell the kid, right? The parent can tell the kid, this is derech eretz, this is not derech eretz, do like this, this we don't do, this we do, act like this, blah, blah, blah. Right? Because the neshama could rule over the body. That's why there's peace when the neshama rules, and no peace when the body rules. So, Mirz Hashem, tomorrow, we'll learn a lot about this. Beautiful, beautiful Torah by Binatan. And Tot Teshuv by Mirz Hashem. Kol Tov.
Say, practically, right in the eyes of the Jewish God, that leads to Kedusha, that leads to no matter of business, leads to peace.
Yeah.
The four-part program.